I'm Brad Cresswell. Chris Pfeiffer is here with me. Blue Day continues here on FM 91, and we are continuing our slate of interviews right now with Lucas County Commissioner Gary Byers. Hey there, Gary.
Good morning.
Glad to have you coming in. You know, when I first looked at this list of people who are going to be talking to me, I thought, well, okay, we've got some politicians. We can talk about community engagement. We can talk about, you know, the issues that you deal with in terms of that. And then somebody told me that you used to sing in the opera chorus at Toledo Opera. So
Believe it or not. Yes.
There's a direct connection there.
There is. You know, in the early 80s, I was a young aspiring prosecutor, and it seemed natural to join the opera because of the drama in the courtroom and the drama on the stage. It is something that I was drawn to. And we did many productions. And it not only, I was a music major undergraduate and in college, and so I studied opera, but participation is different than listening and studying.
Right.
And you know, we've come a long way in Toledo with opera. The time that we started imposing the super titles so that people could understand librettos in different languages or even in English. I have super titles imposed so people can understand the dialogue. Opera is storytelling, and telling it in a way that is emotional and enhanced with music. That is a form of media that has been appreciated for hundreds of years, and I'm glad to see is finally coming back.
Yeah. I'm interested when you talk about how the drama of opera enhanced your work as a prosecutor. I'm wondering if, you know...
Or maybe it was the other way around.
The other way around. I mean, it's interesting when you think of the idea of drama itself. It's basically just storytelling, you know, and we have... We could tell stories day in and day out, and those could be dramatized through the format of opera. But this story is really remarkable in how it relates to societal problems today.
And that's what opera's been about. Again, people envision Wagnerian operas where they're screaming in German and they're wearing horns or whatever. And that's not the storytelling that we're doing here in Toledo.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a commissioner, I should interpose that, you know, our support has been to try to broaden that base and to get children exposed at an early age and getting some of those free tickets in their hands so that they can become part of the experience. And we're hopeful that with some of them, they will reach home and going forward that they will be able to not only appreciate it, but maybe participate themselves at some point.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And, you know, we're in a natural place for children being in a library. And coming up at 11 o'clock today, on site, there will be a number of readings, a little story time for the kids and families to come join us in person if they like. We're at the Mott Library branch on Door Street. Now, what do you think is the most important challenge that is raised in terms of what you do with the city is raised by this story of Blue, this idea of the policing community, the family community, the church community? I mean, these are all issues I'm sure that come across your desk from time to time.
You know, one of the most troubling problems that we face as a community and as a country, I think, is gun violence.
Yeah.
And discrimination only enhances that. The availability of weapons, deadly weapons, is shocking to me as a former prosecutor. The fact that the availability of deadly force with children that don't appreciate the value of life, you know, those are the types of things that we need to address as a community. And the issues that are raised with discrimination and the unfairness of who are the victims of this gun violence is a story that really drives home I think not only to this community, but communities across the country, because we're all kind of experiencing the same thing at different levels. And until we address in some meaningful fashion the amount of guns we have available, we're never going to be able to solve this problem, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Blue certainly speaks to that problem and other problems as well, and not just to the African-American community here in Toledo, but also to the community at large of every color, shape, and size.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're all affected by gun violence, whether it's explicit or not, and we're all affected by these issues of discrimination and racism. And to see it addressed in such personal terms in a traditional kind of art form, you know, where the telling stories right in front of you on stage with amazing music attached to an amazing libretto in English, I think it's just a wonderful endeavor.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that this, again, any opportunity to make people reflect is an opportunity that art lends itself towards, and certainly opera. And you know, that is something that we should be proud of in our community, that we have an arts community, not only the opera, but you know, our musical community. It is vibrant, and people don't fully appreciate it at times.
Yeah, so much going on in this area that is just wonderful. Wonderful for families, individuals, for anybody, really. The doors are open.
And we just have to walk through them.
Yes, good point. I've been talking with Lucas County Commissioner Gary Byers. And Gary, you are also involved on the board with Toledo Opera, are you not?
No. Okay. Actually, one of the people I work with, Ron, is I think on the board.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that we share. And Ron was instrumental in sort of getting me plugged into this today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, when a seat opens up.
Well, always an opportunity to serve.
Yeah. Well, you've served very well this morning in talking about these wonderful aspects of the opera as it relates to the Toledo community. Thank you so much for joining us
here
at FM 91.
I'm happy to be here.